Nice to talk to you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here. It's a really exciting week, and I'm thrilled for Devotion to be released.
Yeah, definitely. How has the experience at TIFF been so far? How's Toronto?
The experience has been really special. The fact that I have this incredible cast that I've been lucky enough to surround myself with and learn from, and we had a lot of fun in the process. This movie we shot through the pandemic, the height of the pandemic, where the only places we can hang out were each other's houses, and we'd have to do that in secretive because we couldn't really do anything outside of set, and we learned a lot, and it was a beautiful, magical experience, and I'm so proud of what we've been able to accomplish.
Yeah, you have a great character in this movie. You have a song that comes with it as well, but I want to know what kind of music you were listening to kind of help hype yourself up for this role.
Our director, JD, made a really beautiful playlist of songs that he encouraged us to listen to on the way to work. We would drive like hour and a half most days to get to set, and it was really important for us to be able to check out and just be able to be in that headspace. So to really answer, it's a lot of moody, sleepy tunes, heavy scores, and you wanted to come to set ready to fight.
Yeah, definitely. Which one of your brothers do you think would be the best pilot, and which one would you think would be the worst?
Oh my gosh. I think probably Nick might be a pretty good pilot. Kevin looks at his phone too much. I'd be worried.
Yeah, he'd get a ticket for that.
Yeah, he could probably get a couple tickets.
Yeah, that's right. How did the song come to you, or how did they come to you about writing a song?
This song came to the table almost about 5 to 6 months after the project was, we were wrapped on set. JD and I had a conversation, and he pitched me an idea and said, look, would you be interested in potentially taking a stab at writing this song? And I was floored, of course. And I spent a lot of time with the material, and I wanted it to reflect that feeling that we always feel when we're far away from the ones we love at times, and we want them to know we're always going to be there for them no matter what. That letter that Jesse writes, I mean, he wrote thousands of letters to Daisy, but in one in particular, it was, he wrote forever, I love you forever, and that idea that if you're actually physically or not physically with somebody, that you're able to have this connection no matter what.
Yeah, and I guess with the pandemic, it makes it easier to get into that mindset as well.
Yeah, it didn't make it that difficult.
Yeah, for sure. Joe, thank you so much. Pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Ira.